Well, this shot glass has a line at 1.5 ounces, but above that line, there's about, I would say, maybe an inch. And the pour went all the way to the top of the glass, and there was crema all on there, and it's kind of settled down with this Guinness effect. And now the coffee's come down to the line, but there's still quite a nice head of crema sitting on top there. I'm going to let it cool down just that little bit more, because remember, in the crema, apparently, is where the bitterness lies, if there's a bitterness. So I don't want to get disappointed and think that it's kind of bitter in some way. I want to get the real notes coming out of that coffee, so I'm just going to wait a little longer. That shot glass is quite thick in consistency, which is good. It keeps the warmth in, but it's going to take a little longer before it cools down. So I'm ready to take my first sip. First of all, it smells very sweet. A few different notes coming through there, which I can't identify positively. Very sweet. I'm going to just take a first sip. Keeping it in my mouth a little longer. Very nice. Yeah, that mouthfeel is just nice. It just... And the temperature's just right. It's a bit warmer than body temperature, but it's lovely in the mouth. You can tell it's a mixture. If I remember how the chaga was, it was more kind of chocolatey and was more kind of dark and rich and, yeah, chocolatey. And the yellow bourbon is just a little bit sweeter than the dark chocolate. And it merges very well. Maybe I've just created a blend. I don't know. Was 50-50, more or less, because I had 8.5 gram of the chaga beans. So to make it 19, well, 11.5, so a little bit more percentage-wise of the yellow bourbon. Very nice, very sweet, very... Just need another sip to make up my mind. Ah, it's lovely. I mean, gosh, if only I could identify notes better. But it's just pleasant. I mean, it's a pure espresso, so I think it would take milk very nicely, especially as it tails off to be rather kind of a darker, chocolatey kind of flavor. But at the beginning, when you put it in your mouth, there's definitely a sweetness coming in immediately. It's just nice. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe I've inspired somebody to create a blend with a Tanzanian double A chaga and the yellow bourbon. You never know.